Happy Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all you moms and grandmothers. So thankful for you today. Thank you so much, all of you, for just coming to listen online to this message today. I pray it encourages you. If you're a mother or a grandmother, I know this theme will minister to you. And to all those who aren't, just tune in with us. God's going to show up. There's something for each of us. People of all ages, young and old, male and female, God has something for you this morning. And thank you so much for allowing me to share with you today. You know, my message today is Scripture and the Motherhood Chronicles. God has such a treasure in His Word for mothers. And the story of motherhood runs throughout Scripture. It's a beautiful story. And where would any of us be without our moms? Where would the world be without mothers? You know, Leviticus 19:3 says, show great respect for your mother. Deuteronomy 5:16 says, honor your mother. Proverbs 1:8 says, don't neglect your mother's instructions. A very powerful words, encouragement from Scripture that what mothers have to say and what they do really matters. It's really special. You know, if you follow this idea of motherhood throughout Scripture, there are so many stories. And I just want to share a few with you today that all of us can glean from, all of us can learn from. In Judges 5:7, we find these words, there were few people left in the villages of Israel until Deborah arose as a mother for Israel. And Deborah shows us a mother filled with faith and courage, a spiritual warrior and a defender watching over her spiritual children. And you can read the story of Deborah from Judges 4 through 5. There's a message there. Proverbs 31:31 is entitled The Sayings of King Lemuel. For the first portion of that psalm, The Sayings of King Lemuel, who shares the message of wisdom taught by his mother. And it's a message, if you read those first seven verses or so of Proverbs 31, actually, and throughout the proverb, there's a message of integrity, a challenge of a mother to her son to live a life of integrity, to live a life of meaning and purpose. And that's that message that mothers bring, that message that Deborah brought of courage and protection and nurturing, that message of King Lemuel's mother to have integrity, to live your life with meaning and purpose, that there is a reason to live. In the book of Ruth, it's another chronicle, another story written out in Scripture, inspired by God's Spirit. In the book of Ruth, you find Naomi, a mother-in-law, who is a broken woman. And she had been through so much heartbreak and loss. But despite her brokenness, she continued to invest in her daughter-in-law, and she taught her the culture and customs of the land and offered her wisdom in finding her way forward. And it's a beautiful story. And this mother-in-law really made a profound effect in a young woman's life. In 1 Samuel chapters 1 through 3 is another of my favorites favorite stories. You find the story of Hannah. And Hannah was a barren woman and she couldn't have a child and she was really struggling. But she was a spiritual leader who was barren and she kept her faith in God and she cried out to the Lord in prayer and God answered her prayer and he gave her a son and his name was Samuel and his ministry is legendary as a prophet of God. And her mothering is an example of deep prayer and intercession. She was a woman of prayer and she really prayed with passion and devotion. And she dedicated herself unto God and she dedicated her son unto God. And it had much to do with his powerful ministry. She dedicated her son, prayed for him, was constantly equipping him to minister to the Lord in practical ways. And you can find that in her story, 1 Samuel 1 through 3, as she served the Lord. And Mary, the mother of Jesus, such a powerful story. Mary teaches us so much about God. She teaches us so much how to grow in discipleship. You know, this year is a year of discipleship. We're growing as disciples. We're growing in our homes as disciples. It's not enough to feed off of others. We personally, every single one of us, wants to become a disciple of the Lord. That's what this season's all about, discipleship, growing in discipleship right where you are, letting Jesus disciple you right where you are, in your home, wherever you're at, allowing the Holy Spirit to change your life, to become closer to Jesus, to become His disciple. And Mary has a lot to teach us about growing in discipleship. She was a disciple, and she teaches us much about the spiritual life. And one of the great things that I've learned through studying the life of Mary in Scripture is this, is that her life was filled with hardships, enduring hardships, and even persecution, and yet she stayed the course. I think about how her reputation was dragged through the mud when news of her virgin birth got out, but she was completely virtuous, and she stayed the course despite hardship and pain. And I love that about Mary. Her life was not an easy life, but she stayed the course. And at the prophecy of Simeon, when Mary and Joseph brought the baby Jesus to the temple to be dedicated, there's a very powerful thing that I think ministers to most every mother there from the life of Mary. And at the prophecy of Simeon to Mary, a very powerful truth was revealed. And I want to read that to you from Luke chapter 2, verses 33-35. And just picture Mary and Joseph and the baby Jesus, and this old prophet Simeon comes and delivers a word about who this baby is. And it says this in verse 33, Jesus' parents were amazed at what was being said about him. Then Simeon blessed them, and he said to Mary, the baby's mother, "This child is destined to cause many in Israel to fall, but he will be a joy to many others. He has been sent as a sign from God, but many will oppose him. As a result, the deepest thoughts of many hearts will be revealed, and a sword will pierce your very soul." And that's what the prophet said to Mary, a sword will pierce your very soul. And that didn't happen literally, but it happened spiritually. As Mary watched her son on the cross, she watched him walk through such hardship and such abuse, and she felt that sorrow spiritually. And that's what mothers do. They feel the pain of their children. Whenever a child falls, they don't run to mom, run to dad for comfort. They run to mom because she feels what they feel. And so Mary tells us just how to grow spiritually. Mothers don't just experience their own pain, but also the pain of their children in a spiritual and an emotional way. And here's what I've learned from Mary, and here's what I'm praying that you hear today as you're worshiping God there in your home or wherever you are. I pray that you hear this from the Father's heart. Pray that you hear this from God and this truth that's revealed in Mary's discipleship. And it's this: Mary's life is a reminder to stay the course and finish the race. And think about Mary all the way from 9 months before the manger, the birth of the Messiah, the flight to Egypt, all the way to the cross, and then on to the birth of the early church and beyond. This woman stayed the course. Before the Messiah was born, past the early church's birth, and on to the early stages of this movement, this incredible movement we call Christianity, Mary stayed the course. And I love that about her. She's a mother with perseverance, a mother who knows how to last and endure. And we find that on Mother's Day, just so many messages from women of faith all through the Word, the chronicles of motherhood all through the Word of women of faith who've stayed the course and who fought the good fight and finished the race. And so God is with you this morning. We also know about the ministry of Mary and Joseph, that it was so important to the development of Jesus. But one instance really sticks out to me from John chapter 2. And I want to read that to you this morning from John chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. And I feel like this is so key and so pivotal to the life and ministry of Jesus in those early days of his ministry. It says this, John chapter 2, 1 through 12. The next day there was a wedding celebration in the village of Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the celebration. The wine supply ran out during the festivities, so Jesus' mother told him, "They have no more wine." "Dear woman, that's not our problem." Jesus replied, "My time has not yet come." But his mother told the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Standing nearby were six stone water jars used for Jewish ceremonial washing. Each could hold 20 to 30 gallons. Jesus told the servants, "Fill the jars with water." When the jars had been filled, he said, "Now dip some out and take it to the master of ceremonies." So the servants followed his instructions. And when the master of ceremonies tasted the water that was now wine, not knowing where it had come from, though of course the servants knew, he called the bridegroom over. "A host always serves the best wine first," he said. "Then when everyone has had a lot to drink, he brings out the less expensive wine. But you have kept the best until now." This miraculous sign at Cana in Galilee was the first time Jesus revealed his glory and his disciples believed in him. And after the wedding, he went to Capernaum for a few days with his mother, his brothers, and his disciples. What an amazing story. Here you find Jesus' first miracle in the Gospel of John, and it was encouraged by his own mother. You know, here's an instance when Jesus appears a little apprehensive, maybe. He doesn't feel just quite ready. You know, but his mother knows that he is ready. Like a mother knows. A mother knows that he is ready and calls his destiny out of him. Calls him to action. Calls him to move. And Jesus does. And she gives him the nudge. And that causes the penny to drop, so to speak. And the ministry of the Messiah begins with an incredible miracle there in Cana of Galilee. The rest is history. You know, Mary inspired Jesus. She encouraged Jesus, you know, take that first step, go for it. Now's the time. And he followed through. And the rest is just amazing history. You know, Mary, she truly loved Jesus and he loved her. And while you can see that love on the cross, while Jesus was on the cross and as he was dying, he was there and he looked down and he saw his mother and he saw his disciple John. And he had such compassion welling out of his heart. You know, I said this a few weeks ago, just Jesus is amazing. You know, when the pressure is on, lots of times the junk comes out in our lives, but when the pressure is on Jesus, he leads a thief to faith. You know, and says, "Today you'll be with me in paradise." He ministers to others. He reaches out with compassion and ministers to his mother and to his disciple John. When all of hell has come to war against him, you know, he's still ministering to others. It's incredible what comes out of Jesus when the pressure is on. And so he's looking down from the cross and he says these words to his mother and to his disciple, "Dear woman, here is your son," while looking to John. And to John, as he looks back, "Here is your mother." And from that moment on, the Bible tells us this disciple took her into his home. And that's John 19:27. And I think about this special relationship of love that was between Mary and Jesus and God's heart that's chronicled all throughout Scripture of his love for mothers. His love is amazing. And all through the New Testament, you see Jesus lovingly minister to mothers, bringing the widow of Nain's son back to life from the dead. Luke 7:15, I love these words. When Jesus brought this mother's son back from death, every funeral Jesus ever attended, he messed up. He brought him back to life. That's how Jesus can say, I'm the resurrection and the life. And I love those words, Luke 7:15, and he gave him back to his mother. God's heart for mothers. You see him in Mark, you know, healing Peter's mother-in-law of a high fever. You know, that's a word for when we're in the midst of a global pandemic. Jesus can heal a high fever. Jesus can heal. And we need to call out to him and pray. And she immediately gets to serving after her encounter. You know, here's Peter's mother-in-law. Jesus has a heart for her. He prays for her. She's healed. And she immediately goes to serving, just as mothers do. And I just want to say from the bottom of my heart to all you mothers out there, thank you for serving. God sees your service, and he is so proud of you. Thank you for serving in all those ways that you serve. Romans 16:13, the Apostle Paul mentions Rufus's mother as a spiritual leader. Here's a mother. She's a pillar in the church. She's a spiritual leader. And he says, not only is she a spiritual leader, he calls her his mother, his spiritual mother. And women are so important to ministry. Women are so important to the church. Women are so important to God. And mothers, you have a special place in God's heart. And he cares about you. And 2 Timothy, I'm almost done here this morning, but 2 Timothy 1:5, Paul says these words. I remember, you know, he's speaking to Timothy, his disciple, this young Christian he's mentoring. And Paul says to Timothy, he says, I remember your genuine faith, for you share the faith that first filled your grandmother, Lois, and your mother, Eunice. And I know that same faith continues strong in you. You know, so mothers, please know that you're passing on a legacy of faith. Paul is saying, hey, I remember your faith, Timothy, but guess what? I remembered it. I saw it first in your grandmother. And you know what? I remember your faith, Timothy. I saw it first in your grandmother, and then I saw it in your mother. And now I see it in you. And so I want to speak to all you mothers out there. You are passing on a spiritual legacy, and you might be thinking, no, you don't know me. No, I'm not. Yes, I do. You're passing on your spiritual legacy, and just shine for Jesus. He's with you. He's all over you, and he wants to use you to change lives of your children and your children's children. God is that powerful, and so continue to just shine for Jesus. He's for you. You're building a spiritual legacy. And so God, this amazing God that we serve, we're told in Scripture that he is love, Father, Son, and Spirit. You know, this incredible God that we serve, he likens his love to a mother's love. And so I want you to think about Isaiah 49:15, just a powerful scripture in the Old Testament. You know, Jesus loved Isaiah. He quoted Isaiah all the time. But God likens his love to a mother's love. In Isaiah 49:15, God says, never can a mother forget her nursing child. Can she feel no love for the child she has born? But even if that were possible, I would not forget you. And so I want to remind everyone today that God loves you. His love is like a mother's love. His love is even stronger because that's where that love comes from. And he loves you and he's for you. He cares about you today. He loves you. He loves you in such a powerful way. He's not forgotten you. He's thinking about you today. And he loves you with all of his heart. And so just in closing, when we think about Jesus turning the water to wine, he used 6 ceremonial stone jars used for washing for religious ceremonies. And he used those 6 stone jars used for washing. And he said, fill them up to the top. Fill them up to overflowing. And they represented a religious washing of the exterior, washing of the outside. But Jesus said it's what's inside that's so much more important. And that's what they represented. But His miracle represented a new way to be clean. A new way to be clean. This first miracle was a transformation on the inside, and it worked from the inside outward. A transformation on the inside that worked its way outward, making you truly clean. And I want to ask you today, have you been transformed from the inside out? Have you been transformed from the inside out? And here's the thing, Jesus can fill you. Jesus can transform you from the inside out, and He can fill you with His life-giving Spirit, the Holy Spirit. You know, Ephesians 2:18 says, don't be drunk with wine, because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus wants to fill you up with living water. He wants to fill you up with the wine of God. He wants you to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That wine is a symbol of the Holy Spirit. Don't ruin your life being drunk on wine. Instead, be filled. Be filled like those water jars with the Holy Spirit. That's the true wine. That's the wine of God. You know, we're called, to be filled with new wine. We're vessels that are meant to be filled with new wine. And so I want to pray with you in closing right now. And I want this prayer to be twofold. Number one, pray that if you haven't invited Jesus on the inside, that you would do it with me today. And number two, that we would all be filled with new wine, the wine of God's Spirit, this wine that tastes better than anything we've ever tasted. And so let's pray. And I pray if you haven't received Jesus, you can do it now. And it just takes a few seconds, and God will completely transform your life. Jesus will touch you. You'll never be the same. And number two, pray for more of God's presence, more of God's Spirit to overflowing. And all you mothers, happy Mother's Day. Let's pray. Lord, we just thank you for your presence. And for those who'd like to receive Christ, Lord, we just pray that you would forgive us of our sins. Lord, we've made mistakes and we're sorry. Lord, we know that you gave your life on the cross for us. You died in our place on that cross. You took our sins upon yourself on that cross to save us. And Lord, we trust that. We trust in your work for us on that cross. And Lord, we just ask for your forgiveness. We ask that you would become our Savior and the Lord of our life. Lord, we pray that you'd come and lead us. And we pray that you would transform us from the inside out, that you'd fill us with your life-giving Spirit. We pray this in Jesus' name. And Lord, we also pray today, Lord, for the fullness of the Holy Spirit, for more of you in us. Make us more and more like you. God, we pray for more of your precious Spirit. And we love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. And God, I ask you that you would bless every mother today with fresh joy. I pray that you would bless every mother, that they would know that what they do matters. And I pray that you would encourage them today. And just today would be such a sweet day of fellowship with you for every mother of this church. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. Happy Mother's Day to you. Well, stay tuned. We'll keep you posted with everything for Hope Springs. But God bless you. Thank you.